Thank you all for coming to learn together with us this morning. Today, to paraphrase a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says that a person who learns Torah receives great reward, and a person who chooses to use their time for other things will find many things to use their time for. And the Chafetz Chaim explains that what it means is that we frequently have many things that we have to take care of, and we don't always have so much time to learn Torah. But when we do have time to learn Torah, if a person chooses to use that time to learn, he gets credit as if he was learning for all the times that he had to take care of something else and wasn't able to learn. And that's what the Mishnah means. The one who learns Torah receives great reward, meaning not only for the time that he's learning, but also for the time that somebody was not able to learn. And one who chooses to use their time for other things, so not only do they not make use of that time for learning, but they're also, for the time that they couldn't have possibly used for learning, they're not going to be rewarded for that either. So one who learns when they have the day off, when they have the ability to learn, they get credit as if they were learning whenever they did not have the ability. I want to thank Dr. Brian and Robbie Schwartz. Thank you very much for dedicating the shiur is dedicated in honor of their children and their grandchildren. Thank you. Our topic for the shiur is Othniel ben Kenaz, a husband, a brother, and a leader. So let's learn a little bit about Othniel ben Kenaz, from where he comes up in Tanakh, and then maybe we'll see how he conducted himself as a husband, as a brother, and a leader, and maybe we can take some take-home messages for ourselves in those roles as well. So Othniel ben Kenaz is the first shofet. He's mentioned at the beginning of Sefer Shoftim. Basically, the storyline in Sefer Shoftim is that the Jewish people sin, the Jewish people are then oppressed, then they repent, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a shofet, brings a judge, to fight on behalf of the Jewish people, to save them from their oppressors. And the first shofet that we come across in Sefer Shoftim is Othniel ben Kenaz. So if we look here in Source 1, this is from Shoftim Perek Gimel, and we'll go back to Shoftim Perek Aleph for a specific story about Othniel in a few minutes. But the Navi says here in Source 1, Vayizaku v'nei Yisrael Hashem, the Jewish people cried out to Hashem, Vayokem Hashem, Mashiach v'nei Yisrael, Hashem stood up for the Jewish people, a savior, Vayoshi'em, and he saved them, Eitz Othniel ben Kenaz, the savior was Othniel ben Kenaz, Achicha Rev HaKaten Mimanu, Kalev's younger brother. And we'll get back to that. Vatehiyah Rav Ruach Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem was upon him, Vayishpodes Yisrael, he judged the Jewish people, Vayitzeh HaMelchom, he fought their battles, Vayitein Hashem Biyadoras, Kushan Mishasayim Melech Aram, he was able to conquer Kushan Mishasayim, the king of Aram, Vatehaz Yadoras, Kushan Mishasayim, and he dominated Kushan Mishasayim with a strong hand. Vatehshkod Ha'aretz Arba'im Shana, the land was peaceful for 40 years. That's not a bad time period. For 40 years, the land was at peace. The Jewish people were at peace. Vayomas Othniel ben Kenaz, and then he passed away. So now we already had a shiur about Kalev. So we've already learned a little bit about the relationship between Othniel and Kalev. But just a quick review for those who are here, and maybe for those who came in. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota, describing who Kalev was. The Gemara tells us that the Pasuk says that Othniel ben Kenaz was Achi Kalev. That Othniel ben Kenaz and Kalev ben Yefuneh were brothers. And the obvious question is, if they had different fathers, how were they brothers? And the obvious answer is, they were brothers from the mother. That's what the Gemara tells us here in Source 2. Amarava Chorgo de Kenaz Hava, that Kalev was Kenaz's stepson. And Rashi explains here in Source 3, Chorgo de Kenaz, Ben Ishto Shel Kenaz, Kenaz's wife's son was Kalev, Haya Kalev, V'nimtza Othniel Achiv Me'imo, and so Othniel and Kalev shared the same mother. Othniel was the son of Kenaz, Kalev was the son of Yefuneh, or I guess that's a little more complicated as we heard earlier, and they were brothers from the mother. So let's focus specifically on a story in the first parak of Shoftim, of Sefer Shoftim, here in Source 4. So the Navi tells us, Vayomer Kalev, so Kalev says, he announces, Asher Yake'es Kiryasefer Urechada, the one who strikes Kiryasefer and conquers it, V'nasati Rolos Achsa Biti Re'isha, I will give my daughter Achsa as a wife for the person who can conquer Kiryasefer. So after Kalev made that announcement, so his younger brother Asniel goes ahead and conquers the city. And Kalev gives Asniel his daughter Achsa as a wife. Now it's interesting to note, this is something which is viewed favorably by Chazal. Chazal say that to marry a person's brother's daughter is something which is viewed favorably. Interesting. And that's what happened here. And the pasuk continues, and when Achsa, Asniel's new wife, arrived, so she convinced her new husband, Asniel, to allow her to ask from her father Kalev for a field. She lowered herself from off of the donkey, and Kalev asked, like, what can I do for you? And Achsa, his daughter, replied to him, give me a source of blessing. Ki eretz hanegev nesatani, because you've given me an arid land. V'nasata rigu osmayim, please give me springs of water. And Kalev responds, v'yitin l'kalev esguros iris v'esguros tachtis. And Kalev gives her the upper springs and the lower springs. So you have here at the beginning of their marriage, Achsa comes to her new husband, Asniel, and asks him for permission to ask her father for a field. He says, for sure. She goes to her father. Her father asks, how can I help you? And she says, you gave me a very arid land. Can I please have some springs of water? And her father gives it to her. So that's the story in the Navi. And the Gemara discusses this, and there are important lessons and messages for us to take out of this. And the Gemara says here in Surah 5, in the Sechas Tmura, so she lowered herself from the donkey to ask from her father for a field. So what's meant by the fact that the pasuk says that she lowered herself from off of the donkey? She said to her father Kalev, just as a donkey came and she'in lo machol ba'avuso miyad tzoik, when it doesn't have anything to eat, when it's starving, so it cries out, kach isha, kevan she'in lo tzvua b'soch besa, I am just newly married, and we don't have any grain at home, we don't have anything to eat, miyad tzoik. So she's coming to her father and saying that we don't have enough to eat at home. You just married me off to this man, Asniya, and there's nothing to eat. Vatomer, she says to her father, give me a source of blessing, because you've given me an arid land, a house that is totally empty from anything good. Here I am, you just married me off, and I have nothing to eat, the house is empty. This is what she says to her father. You have given, the way the Gemara interprets it, you have given me guos mayim, springs of water, adam she'ein bo ela Torah bevad, a man who only has Torah. Asniel as a shofet was a big Talmud Chacham. He was very knowledgeable in Torah, but he didn't have anything in his home. The Gemara continues, the Kalev gave her the upper and the lower springs. What does that mean? What's that hinting to? And listen to the way the Kalev replies to his daughter, Amara. He says to her, and we're going to see in a minute the difference between how Kalev responds and how Asniel responds, but Kalev says to his daughter, according to the Girsa of the Bach, the text that the Bach has in the Gemara, Misha kol razei olam el yonim v'tachtonim sharal, someone who has the knowledge and the wisdom of everything, all the secrets of the upper and the lower worlds, yivakish yimenim bezonos, and you're asking for food? He's saying to his daughter, get your priorities straight. You married someone who knows the secrets of the upper worlds and the lower worlds, and you're asking for food? The Gemara continues, and we'll come back in a minute to see how Asniel responded. Tana, we learned in the Braisa who Asniel who Yavetz. Asniel is the same person as the character that we find in Divrei Hayamim named Yavetz. Umashimau, and what was his name? Yehuda Achi Shimon Shmau. His name was Yehuda, the brother of Shimon. So how did he get the name Asniel? Asniel she'anah okeach. He got the name Asniel because HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. Yavetz, he got the name Yavetz, so Yo'at v'ribetz Torah b'Yisrael. He spread Torah, he took counsel and spread Torah amongst the Jewish people. U'minoam she'anah okeach. And how do we know that Hashem answered him?
Dichsev, as the Pasuk says, Vayikra Yabei Yitzchak Elokei Yisrael, and more, that he called out to Hashem, and Baruch Tivarecheini, if you'll bless me. V'yibisas Gevurah, and increase my board by boundaries. V'yisoyod Chayim Adi, and your hand be with me, V'asam Elohasi, and you protect me from harm, V'otiyat Zvi, so that I not be saddened. V'yaveya Elokim Et Asher Sha'al, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him what he had asked for. And the Gemara now goes back to Darshan, these psukim, and says, in Baruch Tivarecheini, when Asniel asked Hashem that he bless him, he was asking to be blessed by Torah. He was asking to be blessed with Torah knowledge. In the next source, in source 6, the Maharshal explains, that what is Asniel asking for? So the Maharshal explains here in source 6, in Baruch Tivarecheini by Torah, Kino Shebiksha Achsa, as my wife Achsa has requested, Tinavi Vracha, his wife Achsa had requested a source of blessing, the Hainu Parnasa. She needed sustenance. The house was empty. She needed food to eat. So as Asniel saw that his wife was requesting that she needed things, she needed something at home. So what does Asniel ask about Kadosh Baruch Hu? He says, through the fact that you, Hashem, bless me in Torah, my work will be successful. We'll have plenty. We'll have what to eat at home. Our needs will be taken care of. Hashem, bless me with Torah, and then we will also have all the other things that we need. And that's why Asniel used the double phraseology, Baruch Tivarecheini, if you will surely bless me. And I think if we think for a second about the different ways that Karev and Asniel responded to his wife's request, there's something for us to learn. Karev, and I'm not being critical of Karev, Karev was a great person, Karev was in a different role. He was in the role of a father. And he felt that his daughter's priorities were not where they should be, and he told her that. But that wasn't the role of Asniel. Asniel's role was the role of a husband. And Asniel himself had a desire to accumulate as much Torah knowledge as he could possibly accumulate. And his wife, Achsa, was faced with a difficult situation of not having the basic necessities at home. So what did Asniel say to Achsa? He didn't say to Achsa, your priorities are off. Torah is more important. That's not what he said to Achsa, because his role was not the role of a father. His role was the role of a husband. So he said, let's figure this out. There's something that's driving me, and there's something that you need as well. Let's put this all together and figure out what we can do to accomplish achieving what both of us are looking for. And he came up with an idea. He came up with the idea of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for success in Torah, and through the success in Torah, he would also have financial success. And the lesson to be learned from that is, I think, expressed very nicely by Stephen Covey in his famous book, The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Here in Source 7, he discusses the habit of synergy. And the way he defines synergy is as follows. He says here in Source 7, so they pool those desires. If two people have different desires, they get together and they pool both of their desires. And they're not on opposite sides of the problem, with one saying, I want to accomplish something in Torah, the other one saying, we don't have anything at home. They put together all of the issues, they put together all of their desires. Together, both of us, both husband and wife, want Torah and want financial success. We're on the same side of the issue. Kobe writes, they're together on one side, looking at the problem, understanding the needs, and working to create a third alternative that will meet them. So the first thing that we learn from Asniel ben Kenaz is that this is an important rule of interpersonal relationships, that rather, when there's a disagreement, rather than each person focusing on what it is that they want, both of them together can put together the desires of both of them, and then see what third alternative can accomplish both of their desires. Let's look a little bit at Asniel's role as a brother. The Pasuk tells us in the first parak of Shoftim, Vayomer Yehuda v'Shimon Achiv. Yehuda said to his brother Shimon, and the literal interpretation of that is that the tribe of Yehuda said to the tribe of Shimon, Areiti v'Golari, come help me conquer my portion. V'nirachamah v'Kanaan, you will fight against the Kanaanim. V'arachti gam ani itcha v'Golarach, and I'll also go with you. And I will help you conquer your portion. Shimon agrees with Yehuda, and the two of them team up, the tribe of Yehuda and the tribe of Shimon, and they go and they fight together. So Rashi tells us here on this pasuk in source 9, "V'yesh posrin Yehuda Ya'areh." When it says that Yehuda will go up to Asniel, it's a reference to Asniel. Who Yahweh? Same person as Yahweh. It's in Devar Yamin. Shanu Omer Masech as Tzmura. The Gemara had said, what was his name? What was Asniel's name? Yehuda Achi Shimon Shmau. Yehuda, the brother of Shimon. And here in the pasuk we find that Yehuda was speaking to his brother Shimon. It was Shimon Achi by Mashiach Rechita, and he was asking his brother Shimon to join him. What type of brother was Asniel? He was a brother who worked together with his other brothers. He said, we have something that both of us want to accomplish. I'll help you, and you'll help me. Whenever Asniel is mentioned, he's always referred to as Achi Chorev HaKaton Minenu. He's referred to as colleague's younger brother. And very frequently, when Chazal see in Tanakh the reference to Katan, to small, they make the following drasha, like Rashi here in source 10, Yoktan. Yoktan is the name of someone in the times of the Dora, and the Rashi says, Yoktan shara onev umakten atzmo. He was humble, and he minimized himself. And similarly, there's a Gemara in Megillah here in source 11, the David hu hakatan. David was the katan, the youngest one. Hu bekavnuso mitchilato v'yatzofo. David was in his humility, from beginning to end, Kishem Shabbat Kadmuso, just as well, he was not yet king of Israel. He was still a katan. He was still someone who was small. Hitkin Atzmo Itanisha Gadam Imanu Batoya. So he humbled himself in front of someone who was greater than him in Torah. Kach B'Malchuso, so too when he became king, when he became the most powerful person in the nation. Hitkin Atzmo Itanisha Gadam Imanu B'Chochma. He humbled himself in front of someone who was greater than him in Chachma. So when we refer to Asniel as Achi Chorev HaKaton Mimenu, as Chorev's younger brother, it perhaps may be a reference to this humility. Chorev made an announcement, who can conquer Kiryat Sefer? I'll reward them. Chorev was saying, this is something that's very important to me. And who is there to listen? His younger brother Asniel stepped to the plate, his younger, humble brother. And you know, it's not always so easy. Sometimes there's civil rivalry amongst brothers. There can be competition. So to be humble in the context of a relationship of brothers is something that's even more valuable. So if we're to learn from Asniel ben Kenaz about interpersonal relationships in terms of the relationship of a brother, perhaps what we learn from here is his teamwork, his joining up with his brother to help each other conquer the different portions of Eretz Yisrael that they're going to conquer, and the fact that he humbled himself not only to everyone else but even to his brother, for whom you might have thought there would have been competition. And now let's look at Asniel as a leader. The Gemara says here in the set of Asmura, source 12, Vayikra Yabetzo Kei Yisrael. So Yabetz, we already saw, was the same person as Asniel, calls out to Hashem, Remorim Baruch Tavayachemi, the Abisas Gvurai, we saw this already, that he asked for blessing. And he says, Vayisay Yadachoy Madi, that your hand be with me, Vasame Vasi, you'll protect me from harm, and Vati Yatzvi, so I not be saddened, Vayaveo Kimes Asher Sha'al, and Hashem granted him his request. And now the Gemara explains his request in Baruch Tivarecheni Batorah, if you'll bless me with Torah, the Abisas Gvurai B'Talmidim, and you'll increase my boundaries with additional students that I'll have the opportunity to learn Torah together with them. Now you say Yadchoy Madi, and your hand will be with me, Shor Yishtatach Talmudi Miribi, that I should not forget what I've learned. Vasame Vasi literally means, and you'll save me from harm, but the Gemara understands it to mean, She is Damnuli Reyim Kemosi. That I should find friends who are similar to myself. And with Oti Yatzvi, the Gemara understands, Shrei Yisagveni Yitzer Hara Mirishnos, that the evil inclination should not prevent me from studying. And I think there are three important traits of a leader that we see in this Gemara. Trait number one, that he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jewish leader has to have that faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has to be willing to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him. The second thing that we see is that it is important for him to be surrounded by friends who are similar to himself. A good leader looks to the advice of people he respects. A good leader doesn't do it on his own. He surrounds himself with a cabinet of people who he can trust. He surrounds himself with friends who he can learn from. He doesn't believe that he can do it all himself and that only his ideas are correct. He's someone who recognizes that other people have valuable ideas as well and he can learn from them. And finally, the third idea, he was afraid that the evil inclination would prevent him from doing what he wants to do. He recognized that he wasn't infallible. He recognized that he can make a mistake. And that's very important for a leader, to know that they're not perfect, to know that there's something that they can learn from other people. The Gemara says here in Source 13 in Maseches Horios, this idea that how important it is that a leader recognize that they can make a mistake sometimes. Tamei Rabbanan Asher Nasi Yachta. If a Nasi will make a mistake, Amar Yochanan Ben Zakkai Ashrei Hador Sha Nasi Shalom Mevi Korban Asher Gegasa. Fortunate is the generation Asher Nasi Yachta. Asher reminds us of the word Ashrei. Fortunate is a generation where the Nasi, or the leader of the generation, brings a carbon, brings a sacrifice when he makes a mistake. In other words, recognizes that sometimes he makes mistakes and that sometimes he's not perfect. You know, Othniel, we see, did two types of things. On the one hand, we saw in the Psukim that he was Yotzer in Nochama. He fought the Jewish people's battles, and he was able to accomplish having peace in the land for 40 years, a tremendous duration. Looking through Sefer Shoftim, there are not so many times where the Jewish people had peace for 40 years consecutively. So he accomplished all that for the Jewish people. And also, Rebisas Gvuar B'Talmidim, he requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have the opportunity to learn Torah together with a lot of students, work that was not only on behalf of the Jewish people, but also on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is a leader of the Jewish people, someone who works on behalf of both the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a fascinating grub within the Gaon on Sefer Yeshayahu. The Pasuk says in Sefer Yeshayahu, when Hashem first comes to Yeshayahu and asks him to be, to go to the Jewish people, the Pasuk says here in verse 14, Vayashmaetz kol Hashem omer, I heard Hashem speaking, and Hashem said, Esmi Yeshrach, who shall I send? Umi Yerach Ronu, and who will go for us? Va'omar, and Yeshayahu replies, and Anisha Racheni, here I am, I'm ready to accept your mission. Says the Vilna Gaon, here in verse 15, Umi Yerach Ronu, who will go for us? Perish. Eliyahu tava kvod ha'av v'ro kvod ha'ben. Eliyahu ha'navi demanded that the father, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be respected. But he did not demand that the children, that the Jewish people be respected. Shomatzinu she'esparo ba'av Yisrael. We don't find that Eliyahu ha'navi davin for the Jewish people. On the other hand, Yonah tava kvod ha'ben. Yonah demanded the respect, demanded that the children, the Jewish people, be respected. Shehoratza b'tshuvas Nineveh. He didn't want the city of Nineveh to repent. Shehoyetzer reyes or Yisrael, because it could have negative ramifications for the Jewish people. V'lotavak for the Av. But he did not seek after the honor of the father of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor. Aval Moshe Amar, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rama Yechalat Apcha B'Amecha. Why, Hashem, do you get angry with your people? He defended the Jewish people, and he asked Hashem, don't get angry with your people. Moshe stood up for the Jewish people. And in addition to Tavak for Ha'av, he also demanded the respect of the father, the respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar Yisrael, and he said to the Jewish people, Chatasem Chata'avu Dawah, you sinned a great sin, you have to repent. Moshe Rabbeinu is the type of leader that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He stands up both for the Jewish people and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I need someone who can go for us, and Yeshayahu says, I can do it, Hashem was saying, that's the type of leader I want. Someone who works on behalf of both the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's who Othniel was. Othniel was someone who fought the Jewish people's battles. He achieved peace for 40 years. And he was also somebody who spread Torah. So just to conclude with a quick summary, we learn from Othniel ben Kenaz the idea that in many relationships, specifically in his relationship as a husband, we seek to synergize. We seek to pool our desires. If we have one thing that we want, someone else has something else that they want. Rather than each person arguing for what they want, they put together all of their desires and try and find that third alternative that can make everybody happy. In his role as a brother, Othniel was somebody who teamed up with his brother. I'll help you inherit your portion of the land in Eretz Yisrael. You help me fight for my portion of the land in Eretz Yisrael. We'll work together. We'll get this done together. And he humbled himself in front of his brother. And as a leader, he was someone who recognized that the Jewish people depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had that faith in Hashem. He bowed into Hashem for success. He was someone who surrounded himself with good friends and good advisors. He recognized he didn't have all the answers. There was a lot that he could gain from everyone else. And he respected his friends and advisors. And he also recognized that he could sometimes make mistakes, but he wasn't perfect. These are the traits of a leader, and most importantly, the trait of doing everything possible for both the Jewish people and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, everyone, for coming.